On the 12th of June, Lauren Schmidt spoke with Congressman Huffman about his involvement with the Potter Valley Project stakeholder meetings. The Potter Valley Project is a 9-megawatt hydropower station operated by PG&E. The Potter Valley Project uses water transferred from the Eel River into the Russian River through a tunnel at Potter Valley, just northeast of Ukiah, California. The Potter Valley Project uses a tremendous amount of water transferred from the Eel River into the Russian River to make what by today's standards is a tiny amount of electricity. During the 100 years the power station has operated, it has become the water transfer that people south of the Potter Valley Project have become dependent upon. In the meantime, the economy of Humboldt County, where the water would otherwise flow, has not had the opportunity to grow using its native water source. Tensions around the issue are growing, as PG&E has made it known they are going to auction off the Potter Valley Hydropower Station. Schmidt asked Congressman Huffman about the progress and the purpose of the stakeholder meetings that he has been having for about a year now.
I know you've been overseeing the stakeholder conversations, and I was wondering if there's anything you can disclose.
I don't really have anything I can disclose other than some productive conversations are taking place. PG&E has kind of called the question on people's interest in this project by saying that they're going to put it up for auction, and that auction will probably get started in about 2 months. So I think it is going to be really important to see whether potential buyers materialize for this project, you know, by the August time frame. And if so, what their offer to PG&E looks like. You know, how are they proposing to operate it? Are they proposing to make any changes? This is a fairly important step in the process for those who care about the Eel and Russian Rivers.
And with your background in protecting the environment, you had mentioned you're trying to come up with a two-basin solution. And I was just curious if there's any progress on the two-basin solution.
Well, you know, I would say yes, there's been progress in the sense that a very interested and impressive group of stakeholders seems to agree that a two-basin solution makes sense. You know, at the conceptual level, we've had good conversations. The devil is in the details, and so we're going to have to really drill into what that would look like. How can you make the changes that provide fish passage in the Eel River, where the current project dams are, while also protecting water supplies for communities in the Russian River Basin and not having adverse impacts to either basin? It's going to require a lot of analysis and conversation, but we're having some, I think, pretty productive talks.
Schmidt asked Huffman to comment on the closed-door nature of these stakeholder meetings. Huffman explained his thinking.
Well, certainly my ad hoc stakeholder meetings are not secret meetings because we're all in a room talking to each other. And, you know, I think it would be hard to characterize that as some secret or nefarious process. Now, we're not inviting the general public or the media because we're trying to actually explore whether there are things we might be able to negotiate. So, I mean, there's a reason why, you know, you want to do it that way. But I wouldn't call it secret or nefarious. Now, if there's other meetings that are secret happening outside, I just don't know about that. But I would say this. I've told you that there's this auction process for the project that is underway because of what PG&E has announced. It really shouldn't surprise anyone if various counties, Sonoma County, Mendocino, maybe even the Russian and Eel River Commission, the Joint Powers Authority that includes Humboldt, are having some conversations about whether they want to make a bid for the project. It's not a crazy idea to think that they might be having those conversations. So I just don't think anyone should be too terribly surprised, given the posture that PG&E has put folks in, that those conversations might be happening. But let's see what it looks like when they actually come up with something. And obviously that won't happen without them having to report out publicly to their boards of supervisors, and the public would have a chance to fully weigh in and express their feelings before any of that would ever go anywhere.
The Eel Russian River Commission is comprised of one board member from each of the counties impacted by the Potter Valley Project. Lake Pillsbury is the main reservoir for the Potter Valley Project. It sits in Lake County. The Eel River predominantly runs through Humboldt County. Potter Valley sits in northeastern Mendocino County and relies almost exclusively on the Potter Valley Project for its water source. And many farming communities in Mendocino County also rely on that water for their agricultural output. And Sonoma County, which sits south of the mouth of the Russian River, uses the Russian River for a significant portion of its urban water supply. Again, we've been listening to KMUD's Lauren Schmidt and Congressman Jared Huffman talk about Huffman's stakeholder meetings regarding the Potter Valley Project. And this is Kelly Lincoln for KMUD News.